It's episode 146, and we've got plugins for duplicating widgets, polls, surveys, album players for musicians, and a great new plugin for managing email subscriptions directly within WordPress. All coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Nice to be here with everybody.
And we're here to help you through everything and show you some great fun here. So right off the top, we've got our usual reminders for the show. Don't forget you can get the show notes over at wppluginsa2z.com. And if you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, we'd greatly appreciate the little thumbs up button in the corner, or take a moment and leave us a review on there, since they do accept reviews on Stitcher Radio now. And if you grab it through iTunes, take a moment and leave us a review there. We would also appreciate that.
Yeah, there's a lot of different WordPress-based shows coming out, so we need our core audience to help us maintain our rankings. So please leave us a nice comment and a rating over at iTunes. And also remember, the show is part of the regular rotation on WordPress Radio, which you can find at WPR.fm. Got some new bots that I'm working on that self-update some things. I got tired of asking for help, so I just decided to invent it. But essentially, I'm using a new plugin that I'm going to do a full review on WP Tavern, but it's very promising, very cool, and has to do with importing from different feeds and things. So really nice.
Nice. Well, you said bots. I was thinking something entirely different. That's okay. And don't forget, as usual, we are WordPress professionals. We make our living with WordPress, so take a few moments, help support us. You can visit me for emergency WordPress support, or if you need help getting a website set up or looking for that special functionality, drop in and visit me at wppro.ca/emergency, or pick up the phone and give me a call, 818-850-7729.
And once again, I'm starting up my consulting calls. You can go to marcuscouch.com/call if you need any kind of quick WordPress advice. I might not do it for you like John does, but I might tell you. Maybe I'll tell you to call John during the consulting call. How about that?
Hey, then that's a deal.
Hey.
Then we both get paid.
That's right. But you can go to marcuscouch.com/call if you need help with SEO, WordPress, internet marketing, affiliate marketing, or just need a friend to talk to at $3 a minute. I'm there for you. marcuscouch.com/call.
All right. And this week we have some listener feedback. I know it's been a while.
Yes.
But folks, drop in. You want to be featured this section of the show, drop into the website, hit that little button in the side panel for SpeakPipe. Leave us a brief message. We'll bring you into the show, or if you want to record it yourself and send us an MP3 file, that's even better. So, at any rate, right off the top, we have one here from Tally, who has a suggestion about image cleanup. And we'll let it take it away for her. And there we go.
Hey there. I don't know if you guys take recommendations for the plugins you review, but if you do, then I think that you should review a plugin called Image Cleanup. I originally downloaded it, installed it, didn't work, left a thoughtless one-star review in the WordPress repository, and the developer, the author, said, hey, why don't you ask for help before just giving such a bad review? I said, you're right. So he worked really hard on it. My site is very busy, has a lot of extra photos. He took a lot of suggestions that I had just from a user perspective, and the resulting plugin is awesome. So for people with a lot of photos on their sites, and it's kind of like just cluttering up their media gallery, or it's just bad to have that many photos on your site. This is a really great plugin called Image Cleanup. That's it. Bye.
Well, I don't really think we need to review it because Tally just did.
She did a great job of reviewing it for us.
Absolutely. And that also is another great lesson in working with developers and interacting on the repository to kind of get things the way that you need them to function. Because oftentimes the developer's so lost in their own code, they kind of forget about the basic simple steps of how things should function. And also consider, too, just in the case of Tally, as she mentioned, she has a site with a lot of photos. Well, unless this developer has something like that to work with, in their little code workshop, chances are they might not be thinking of all the intricacies that that kind of plugin might require. So it's always beneficial to work with a developer. Even if you find something that you're using regularly, let them know how you're using it and maybe a couple suggestions, and you'd be surprised. A lot of people out there spend a lot of money trying to get a plugin modified when you should just go to the developer themselves half the time and you might get it done for free.
And you might also consider, if you're going to get it modified, go to the developer. He'd be more able to modify it than someone you'd hire, because he knows the code.
Sure. And faster and probably cheaper in the long run.
No doubt about that. But yeah, thanks, Tally. Much appreciated. So we've got one more here. This one is from Guy, who just left us a brief thank you. And we'll take it away, Guy.
Thanks very much for sharing about the SpeakPipe plugin for WordPress. I'll be adding that to my blog today.
There we go. Always appreciate it. Well, nice and simple, short and sweet.
You're welcome. Love it.
Thanks, Guy. We appreciate it. You're welcome for the sharing. And hey, if it helps you out, share it with others. Let them know.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, John, let's transition here. We've got a little bit of WordPress news here. WordPress theme 2014 project. It's entering crunch time for 3.8 release. The 2014 project team led by Lance Willett is working like crazy to get the theme ready for the upcoming 3.8 release. The theme's inclusion in 3.8 is dependent on how many things can get accomplished during crunch time before the merge window happens to close. So I've seen it. It is a very, very featured image heavy theme. In fact, it looks, you would at first glance, it looks like it's a photography or a designer's site, but it's really cool and how you can kind of click little tiles of photos. So it'll be interesting to see if they can make 2014 complete by the time 3.8 is ready so that they can launch simultaneously.
Nice.
Otherwise, it's going to have to wait.
Is 3.8 in beta already? I hadn't even noticed.
3.8 is not in beta. However, 2014 theme is.
Well, that'll be nice. I understood from the last WordCamp in San Francisco, they were going to try and release the themes in the same way that car manufacturers release their next car models.
Yeah, well, if that's the case, looking about, what, 3 weeks?
Yeah, they want to have that theme out already. And then they want to have the 2015 theme out in, like, September.
Yeah, well, maybe they'll catch up like that.
Well, you never know.
And understand, too, that Matt is heavily involved in some of these newer releases, too. I think is he in 3.8 or 3.9? I can't remember. I think it's 3.9.
I thought he was leading 3.8 charge.
Is it 8? Okay.
Yeah.
I forget. God.
It's because they added a whole bunch of them all at once. It's like, whereas it was nice and clean and linear, it's like they put 3.7 and 3.8 in development at the same time.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of good, right? Yeah. I mean, there's spillover that way. It's not just erase the drawing board and then, start again. It's, all right, our drawing board over here is full. You guys take this.
Yeah. See who can do
it. I like
what.
It.
All right. Absolutely. Well, that's pretty much all the news and information we've got for you this week.
Yep. Time for the old Blue Plate special.
All right. Well, let's head into it. All All right. Well, the plugins I've got today come about from doing some research for a client, and they were looking for both a poll plugin and a survey plugin. And I believe last time I brought to the table a combined system that combined both the survey and plugins together. The problem was is that although it was a decent plugin and I liked it, it was really too difficult for the user to use. I discovered after I installed it, set it up for them, they couldn't make it work correctly, and it was way too much for them for what their needs were. So we went back to the drawing board and decided we would look for a separate plugin for both polls and for surveys. So the first one I've got here is called YOP Poll. And I looked at the standard one, WP Poll plugin, WordPress Poll, I think it's called. And while that one was nice, it wasn't quite what we wanted. We wanted something with a little bit more controls on it. And YOP Poll has a few more controls over it for setting cookie controls, IP controls, and the layout and installation of it seemed to be better than the other ones that I tested. I generally like the way this one's set up. And in particular, I like the fact that you can control a user making a poll either through cookies or through an IP, or you can combine it both and have it both cookie and IP controlled, which will help eliminate people duplicating the poll from the same machine and multiple browsers. So that way they help. It helps control the polls if you need them controlled. So anyway, this one checked out pretty good. I liked it. YOP Poll, and I gave it a 4 Dragon rating.
Nice. And what was the, just out of curiosity, what was the kind of the nature or the niche of the poll that you were creating, the subject matter?
This is a niche. The niche is in the, what do they call it? The place where you go for a convention setup stuff.
Yeah, okay.
I know the exact words, but I can't get them in my head.
I'm always curious because I do a couple polls too, and it's always neat to see, exactly kind of what results people get. You know, those, some of the ones I make, hardly anybody responds to on some of the client sites. So it's always an interesting little thing to examine, I guess.
Yep.
All right, well, speaking of examine, I was looking for a plugin in which I could clone a widget. And I found something that just came out called Widget Alias, and it allows you to create an alias of an existing widget, effectively kind of reproducing or duplicating it. Now, it's not cloning it. I'll say that right now. This can be especially handy when you want to use the same widget to appear in multiple sidebars. Now, that's where this thing changes. So, John, what happens is if I've got one widget and I've got the settings all perfect and it's, say, a menu, maybe. Right. Maybe it's a graphic. Maybe it's a social stuff, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And you've got it on the sidebar, but perhaps there's a header widget area too. I can go and create this widget alias and give it the ID of the other widget, and it will make both.
Oh, cool.
So when I change one widget, it changes them both.
Oh, very nice. That saves you the grief of editing one and forgetting about the others and then going, damn, why didn't I remember that?
Yeah. So it was a silver lining because it didn't do what I wanted it to do. I wanted to make just hit copy from something I was doing so I could keep changing little subtleties of the code but not having to copy and paste all this crazy code into a widget.
Right.
So it didn't do what I wanted it to do. So I had to take one point away, obviously. But otherwise, I thought this was great. And I'll use it for something different. And I'll keep it on the shelf, you know, maybe put it in the jar for later. But in the meantime, I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. I'll be sticking it in my jar for later because there are times where I use the same widget in multiple sidebars on a site to have them appear in different pages, and I have to go through and set up each widget individually.
Mm-hmm.
This would save some grief and also save this. The big grief is when you have to change something and you got to remember each and every one you set up.
Right. So now just change one and it changes it everywhere.
Yeah, that's nice. All right. Well, the next one, part two of what I was looking for, a survey plugin. There are a couple of really good survey plugins out there, and I kept digging and digging, and the one I came up with that seemed to fit all the needs I was after is called WordPress Simple Survey. It's a great tool for creating the surveys for your site. You can create multiple answers for each question. When you create the questions for it, you give a weighted number to the answers of the question. So what happens, you can give 55 to one question, 40, 45 to the other question. And depending on the total weight of all the questions answered, you can redirect them to different parts of your website to get their get their answer, redirect them to a different page. Like if they answer A, B, and C, you can send them off to F page. Or if they answer A, you can send them off to the G page.
Really?
It's really cool in that aspect. It also sets up and allows you to email the user once they've answered the survey. It also sends an email to you that they've answered the survey, so you get a response out of it. You can also take the info that they enter when they're entering their info for the survey. You can export that into a CSV file that you can then extract the data out of there for like email and other things and import that into an email list. So there was a lot of ways to take the data out of the survey and manipulate it. So the layout of it was very nice. It's very decently clean. I liked it. And this one is easier to set up than the last one we tried to use up. And it's more along the lines of what this client was after, because they needed to create multiple surveys. And when you create the surveys, you enter them on a page using a short code, pops it on whatever page you want it to be on. So it's basically pretty straightforward in that aspect. All in all, a pretty great plugin. I liked everything about it. There was no real headaches with it, but I still give it a 4 dragon rating. So check it out. WordPress Simple Survey.
Okay. As you described this, and when you said if you picked A, B, and C, then it gives you page D.
Yep.
You know what this could do? Sure. What superhero are you?
Oh, yeah.
What animal are you? What, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like you've seen those things, right?
Yeah, you could send them off to those sort of
things. Yeah, you just ask a couple of questions and they answer it, and then bang, hey, you're Aquaman. Mm-hmm. You know? Oh yeah.
Yeah, it has a lot of possibilities. It's really great for what my client was after for survey marketing, for asking questions and then wanting to direct their clients to certain areas after they've answered certain questions, because obviously they're interested in certain stuff and not everyone's interested in the same. You can send them to the different areas that they obviously answered the questions best for.
Very interesting. That's a good lead qualifier too, man. All right. Well, speaking of marketing, I'm going to tell you, John, I found something that could be a game changer. And I think it could be something that's just the first stone thrown into the pond that there will be many, 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 many followers to this. It's called CircuPress, as in circulation. And it's a paid site. Okay, it costs you $5 a month for it. But it basically allows you to... it's the only email service provider that is specifically designed to run through your WordPress site. It's not like Constant Contact or iContact or AWeber or any of those that run on a third-party site and then, have a plugin. No, this is not it at all. This runs on your site. So all the ICANN stuff, like your address that you typically have to put in on those third-party sites, that's done on the plugin management side.
Nice.
So all of that stuff is done on your server, nobody else.
But they deliver the emails.
I didn't go through that part of it, but I don't know exactly how it does it. They are an email blast provider. Yes, absolutely. I don't know the level of like how you set up your own email blast sends through your own your own POP3 settings or what.
It looks like you go through their server.
You do, but only to get an API key, and then everything else is plug-in side.
Nice.
So it's quite the opposite of anything that you've really seen. Typically, it's you set everything up third party, your plugin gets the API key, and then you're stuck. But so this thing, it keeps track of everything: deliverability, open rate, click tracking, the bounce rate, how many new subscribers you've had. You can run full campaigns, and then it gives you reporting on the campaigns. So, you know, this I look at from two angles, not only from myself. I'd rather pay $5 a month for something that I can do as a plugin and just keep it within my own site and not have to keep logging in somewhere else.
Yeah.
And have it self-manage. And two, I'm, you know, it seems to me that as designers and as evangelists of WordPress, things like this, like CircuPress, and the reason that I say that there's a lot more of these to follow, is these kinds of things need to come about where everything can be done within WordPress.
Right.
And this helps your client, this helps your staff, this helps everybody. Mm-hmm. Because then you can restrict users, and that's it, you know? You get somebody who's a user, you define their roles, and then, you know, so if you're working in a company environment or something like that, and they don't work there anymore, you just clip them, and then they don't have access to any of that other stuff.
Yeah.
So, what can I say? This thing is a groundbreaker, and it's something that I'm going to use. I'm going to purchase. It's not a, you know, they don't even know that I'm talking about them right now, so I'll send a review later. But I'm going to tell you guys, this is something that you really want to check out. It's called CircuPress, and I rated it a 5 out of 5.
Very nice. From my brief skim through their website, mm-hmm. What it looks like it does is you set it up on your site with all the API. You keep all the data in your site, but when you send an email, it's sent over to their servers, and their servers do all the delivery for you.
Oh, good.
And they have their starter package at $5 a month for 10,000 emails a month.
Mm-hmm.
Which is,
and that's most, that'll cover most anybody.
That covers most everybody in their beginning stages of all of their stuff. That's good for a while for most people. Some people, that's the permanent good that they only need. That's more than affordable. And according to their stuff, their servers are properly whitelisted, and to get them through all the spam filters out there, this is definitely groundbreaking to run everything through WordPress and keep it all in your local environment.
Yeah. So we got to keep our eye on this kind of stuff, John. That I'm seeing more and more really groundbreaking things happening within the framework of WordPress. Yeah. And entrepreneurs should notice this. See what third-party sites out there work and find a way to make it work in WordPress, and you got a winner.
Yeah, no kidding, especially with the consumer base for WordPress now.
Absolutely.
All right, well, the final one I've got here, it's a bit down from what we just heard. It's called Space Boxes. And it's a very simple plugin, and it looked to be exciting. It's very brand new. When I checked it out, it had just come out, like, you know, 2 hours before I downloaded and looked at it. So it had been downloaded 13 times. I was lucky 14. So anyway, this one here, what it does is it allows you to use WordPress native galleries from your site, and it takes those native galleries and you create custom post types with those native galleries, and then you can display those custom post types into any post you want with a shortcode. And what you do is you control, you know how you put a gallery in, you've got basically one layout with a WordPress gallery. There's no real variations in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
What this plugin does is it allows you to give different layouts to your galleries. You can have one large image, smaller images around it. You can have it Pinterest style. You can have them just standardized styles. There were several layout options to choose from. The one problem I found with it when using it, which kind of put me off of it, and it's probably because it's brand new and they haven't started adding features to it, is you had to enter all the short code to make it do what you wanted to do. So you had to look up the code and all the pieces you wanted, and then you had to put it in the code and block it out. There was no quick button to just automatically pop it in. So this, I don't see it as being the beginner user using it much, because it's way too much work or coding for them to think about. So other than that, I found it to be a pretty decent plugin. It looks like it's got a lot of promise, and it's something I'll try and keep my eye on, because I'd kind of like something like that for galleries for some of my clients, because they want to use the native WordPress galleries, but they're so bland, you know.
Yeah.
And this one here allows you to jazz them up a little bit and make them look sharp. So check it out. It's called Space Boxes, and I give it a 3 dragon rating.
Hmm. Very nice. Well, I have something that, boy, the bands and the musicians out there and the people that make the websites for them are going to be rejoicing. This one is called Audio Album. And you could use this for other things, too. I'm sure you could use it for podcasts, anything, really. It uses the default audio capabilities within the Media Element JavaScript that's in core now, since 3.6, 3.7? Which one had that? I can't remember.
I think it came in at 3.6.
Yeah. Well, this enables you to style a group of audio files as kind of a single block formatted up as an album. It doesn't really change the group of tracks into a playlist or things like that, but if you just want to have a group of tracks and have it so that it can natively play with just within a short code that you kind of set up ahead of time, this will do it for you. You can even display multiple albums within one page. So it's really easy to do. And you can just lay down one audio track with the same player as well. So I thought it was pretty cool. I would have liked to have seen a playlist or something like that that you could load in. But I tried to find it for stream purposes. It wouldn't work for me for that. So again, because it didn't do what I needed it to do, I have to take a point off. But it did do something cool. So I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Yeah, I could still see it as being pretty useful. You know, you could create a podcasters. You could use it to create a best of podcast list.
Yeah, or even, you know, a rundown of what the show's about. You know, you could kind of put that little track inserted into the tail end of your show notes, maybe a boilerplate or beginning or, you know, maybe on the homepage, something like that, you know.
Some good uses for it out there.
Yeah, but most popular shows, that would probably do it. A lot you could do with it.
All right. Well, that's all we've got for you there. So as usual, just a little wrap up. I covered in this show the YOP poll plugin, gave it a 4. The WordPress Simple Survey plugin, gave it a 4. And then Space Boxes, gave it a 3.
I talked about Widget Alias, which allows you to copy the ID of one widget to another place. Gave that one a 4 out of 5. CircuPress, the great email handler for WordPress, gave that one a 5 out of 5. And we just talked about Audio Album. Gave that one a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. And we got a little commercial for you. Don't forget, you know, as everyone knows, with WordPress hosting the biggest part and the most influential part of your WordPress website. And if you're looking for great hosting, a company that I've been definitely putting through their paces at Green Geeks Hosting, you can check them out and save yourself $30 off their hosting plans. Just go to greengeekshosting.com and enter the coupon code plugins, PLUGINS, and save yourself $30 off their hosting plans.
We need a song. We need a theme song to play under the commercials. Wouldn't that be fun?
Well, we did. Man, a little theme song would be great. I'll get my kid. He's starting on YouTube videos. 6 years old, and he's already asking me to do YouTube videos.
Really? Is he a YouTube partner already?
Not yet. No, he can't be. I'll have to take all the partner money.
Nah, shame on you. Well, speaking of partner money, 123 Inkjet's coupon code PLUGIN123 gives you 10% off all replacement inkjet cartridges, plus free shipping on all orders over $50. Why buy ink at the local office supply store for $15 a pop? Buy it in bulk. Use this coupon and get them for as low as $4 a piece. That's 123 Inkjet's coupon code PLUGIN123.
Very nice. And the usual reminders, don't forget, you can pick us up on iTunes, Blueberry.com, VOA, or Stitcher Radio. And if you're listening on Stitcher, hit that little thumbs up button in the corner. We would appreciate it.
And give us a review. Because now you can do that. We got to update the show notes in that part.
Yeah, got to update the show notes. Problem of looking at the show notes and remembering everything. And also, if you're looking for daily news on WordPress plugins, check out the WP Plugins daily newspaper over at wpnews.wpmedic.ca.
And how can they contact us online, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com. Or for emergency support, drop in at wppro.ca/emergency. Or send me an email to john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com. Twitter is @MarcusCouch. But if you're going to follow me on Twitter, give me a message and say that you listen to the show, okay? Because otherwise I'm not going to follow you because there's a lot of stalkers out there. And you can read me at the daily plug-in at wptavern.com or just look under other WordPress news and check me out at WordPress Radio, WPR.fm.
And that's pretty much all we've got for you this week. So till next time, take care now. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.